I dig your shoes.
Thank you. The platform Filas.
Yeah, how much taller do they make you?
Oh my god. Like 4 inches maybe?
Three, 4 inches. Does it make you so tall you're kinda like a little bit like or no, you're probably used to walking in heels and all that stuff.
I wear a lot of heels or platform shoes most of the time. Uh-huh. I don't know why, but I just feel better. I feel like they go with the outfits a lot more that I do.
Yeah.
Like, even at work, I wear platforms and I have to run around the whole time.
How many times did you change outfits today? Or was this just one and done? You knew it.
I just woke up and I knew it.
You knew it?
Yeah.
Okay. I like the white on white.
Thank you. That's, yeah. That was the vision.
Okay, cool. Hannah Houston, how the hell are you?
I'm doing pretty fucking amazing.
All right.
How are you?
I'm great. So you are, what all is on your palette? Artist, digital creator, what do you call yourself when people say, what do you do?
Oh my gosh. I think my short answer is always artist.
Yeah.
Because I've done that my whole life. But I kind of do, I like to do everything. So I like to cook. I like to paint and do creative things. I started taking piano lessons early last year, just because I found a Groupon and I was like, sure, why not? And then I don't go to the lessons anymore, but I still actively like play and learn new things a few times a week.
How closely can you associate cooking to painting? Like, how close are they?
Oh my God, they're so close, especially with how I like to do it. I think I've always been into, I love cooking, but for some reason recently in the past, like 6 months or so, I got really into it and like the presentation of it.
Yes.
And I kind of made like a promise to myself, at least once a week I'll do something new or make something really nice for myself, just because kind of like as a self-love thing.
Dude, yes.
And it's always different. Like a couple weeks ago I made ratatouille and I got to share that with my friend and I got to share that with my roommates, and it was honestly like the most gourmet thing I've ever made.
Uh-huh.
And it was so beautiful and the presentation was nice.
What inspired you to make ratatouille? Was it the movie?
No. No, so one of my coworkers for Christmas, he gave me some really nice cooking knives, because I don't have any, so I was like, oh my gosh, this is so great. I need to find a recipe that's very like chop heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one that came up on Google was ratatouille, so I was like, okay, well, I've never had it, so I don't know what it's supposed to taste like, but it looks really complicated and I'm into that. So
you're into complicated
recipes? Yeah.
Go ahead.
I purposely make time, like it's usually on a Sunday, where I'm like, okay, here's a couple hours, so if something takes a long time to cook or prep or something, I'm like, okay, sometimes I'll get high before and then I'll chop, or I'll do the whole prep work, and then the presentation at the end totally matters to me, and then it's like, I like to take all the pictures, all that kind of stuff.
Does getting high mean that it's gonna take an hour and a half longer?
No.
Okay, because it does for me.
I think I'll make sure I have all the ingredients first and everything, and then I'll like anything that's not refrigerated, I'll already set it on the counter, just so I'm like, okay, cool, I don't have to search for those.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do take my time a little bit,
yeah,
but it doesn't make it like a longer time span, I guess.
Right,
it's just
right.
Like, I just have to chop very carefully.
So with painting, it's, well, maybe it is about, so with painting, it's about the colors, the mm-hmm. texture. With cooking, it's got to be the colors, the texture, and the smell. But does the smell ever also come into with painting? Like, does a fresh canvas smell a certain way? Does a fresh tube that you opened up smell the same way? Or does sound also, like the brush strokes?
That's a good question. I never thought about that.
Did I stump you? Do you want to circle back? Do you want to parking lot that?
Yeah, let's parking lot it. I've never really thought. I mean, yeah, stuff. I would say paint does smell, but I guess that's more of like a, I don't even think about it. Like, it's just part of mm-hmm. the experience. And for painting, I'll repurpose a lot of canvases, or I'll go to like a thrift store and grab, I don't know, an old canvas or something, and then I'll bring it home. So there is always a smell to those.
I was looking at your Instagram stories yesterday. How hard was it to not buy that Van Gogh print that you saw?
Oh, I did buy it.
Oh, you did buy it?
I couldn't. It was so funny. I brought my friend with me and like.
So set us up. You go. Where'd you go? Where were you thrifting? And how often do you thrift?
There's a Goodwill by my house that I like a lot. I'm over in closer to Roseville, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this one that's kind of like not in the best neighborhood, but they have, I've had so many good finds there.
Yeah.
And so my friend was coming back to my house after we did some wine bottling. And I was like, you know, I don't want to sit down at the house yet. Let's go to the thrift store. And then if we don't find anything, no big deal.
Yeah.
Like quick 30 minutes or whatever. And so we go in and she was looking for wall art for herself. And I saw this print and I was like, I've seen that. And I was like, I tried not to think about it, but I was like, I've seen that my whole life. I don't know what it's from. And so I picked it up and I was like, it's $3, whatever, $3, $4. And then I was looking around. So then I Googled, I was trying to figure out what it was. And I was like, oh my God, that's a Van Gogh. And I have seen that my whole life because I'm pretty sure my grandma had a print of it.
Okay.
Like just like it, different frame, of course, but like almost identical. And so I bought it, of course.
So does painting, how far back does painting go for you? Because you just mentioned that your grandma had a Van Gogh print. My mm-hmm. grandma had like the Last Supper.
Yeah.
How early did the art start influencing your life?
The earliest thing I remember painting was, what's it called? I think it's called a cockatiel. It's the white parrots and they have like the mohawk.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if that's what it's called, but I know what you're talking
yeah.
about. Yeah.
I don't remember how old. I must have been like 9 or 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but I was like, let me use this shitty watercolor. And then I just did it and I was like, that's pretty cool. And then from that day on, I don't remember ever stopping.
Really?
Yeah.
What did the parents, did the parentals encourage it, discourage it, or mm-hmm. were they like, did they overparent and be like, oh, let's get you one of everything to do this?
I think it was pretty like, pretty tame. I think once they figured out that I was continuously like drawing or doing something, they were like, okay, let's try, like, maybe you want to try pastels or maybe you want to try this. So they were like hands off, but encouraging. So
that's great.
Yeah. And then as I got older, it just got... back in the day when we used to get like ads on Sundays or something in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And there'd be catalogs and coupons and stuff. I would save all the Michaels ones and then we would go on Sundays and like be like, okay, I can get a new sketchbook, or because I, you know, I did chores or I did like house sitting or something, like as to get money as
yeah,
a kid.
Yeah.
And so I'd be like, okay, I have this much money and there's a 50% off coupon for this thing. So I don't know. That's been my life since then.
Are Michaels still around?
Mm-hmm.
They always have the best. You could always yeah. score a 50% off coupon.
Yeah. I think they have them online now, but
yeah.
for the most part, yeah, you can.
Yeah. You shared something on your Instagram stories a couple days ago that you used to look at fashion magazines to learn how to, what mm-hmm. was it again?
To learn, so my art is like, I do a lot of people, and I haven't always been a painter. Like I shifted into doing charcoal and pencil for a really long time.
Oh, should we talk about the evolution then? Like,
sure.
When did you stop? Okay, so when did you stop using shitty watercolors? Your words.
There's not like at a specific point. I think I was trying to do both, and then I think at some point in high school I was also learning to play guitar, so I was like, here's all these creative things, I'm not really sure. And then in high school I was like, oh, I'm gonna be a tattoo artist. Like, I don't know how old I was, like 14 15.
Right.
So I think that's when the firm switch to doing
art,
charcoal, pencil. Like, I still have the same notebook I used during that time.
Shut up.
Yeah. I save everything. Like, I don't get rid of any art stuff. So I have some things from like when I was even younger. So I don't know. It's kind of cool to look back at it and be like, whoa, I was good for the age that I was, but my style wasn't there yet.
Like, you yeah. were good at copying styles, but mm-hmm. you hadn't developed your style.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
What do you think influenced your style? Was it an artist? Was it a particular artist? Was it an era? Was it a band? What do you think influenced your style? Or what do you think you were copying first before you evolved into what your style is probably still continually evolving, right?
Always evolving.
I hope so.
Yeah. Let's see. That when I was younger, I was trying to learn from like other really cool tattoos I would find, and I'm like, okay, how does that work? And I would, you know, visually copy it onto or look at it and then copy it onto paper. But I don't think I had a like, you know, used experiment with color or doing different things. But I used to be so like, I was trying to be too perfect with everything because I draw people and faces and all that kind of thing. So I was trying to make everything too perfect. And that's not like, I'm messy with when I'm creative. So trying to be like,
I've seen your stories. Yes.
Yeah. So, so like trying to fit in a box, like wasn't working for me. And, at some point in 2020, I think that's when I like got on TikTok and I was like watching other people and just kind of, it was neat to see like so many different art styles and perspectives. And I remember watching this video. I don't remember if it was TikTok or like a TED Talk or something. But this guy, he was talking about how, you know, when you're in kindergarten, you're, and your teacher's like, okay, we're gonna do an art project. But as a kid, you're like, fuck yeah, I'm doing this. And you don't care what it is. You're like, that's this and that's this. You show your mom and they're like,
and it's on the fridge.
Yeah. And so, but as we get older, you know, we get self-conscious. There's other things where like, oh, I'll never be as good as this person, so why would I try, type of thing. There's like other pressures, so people stop trying new things or stop being creative or they stop taking risks in certain things. And so when I heard that, I was like, oh, I'm not taking enough risks with pieces that I'm trying, or I'm not doing like a throwaway piece where I'm like, let me draw something dumb and then just forget about it.
Oh, wow.
So after that, I was like, okay, well, let me try painting something that's not comfortable for me, or let me try painting a pose or drawing a pose that's like awkward and I know I'm not going to do well, but let me try it anyway. So I think that was like a big shift for me creatively, and I now all my pieces, I feel like you can tell that I did them, and I feel like that's such a cool feeling.
What was like, so during that transition, what was your comfort zone? Like what were you sticking to that you're like, I gotta break out of this? So it was just the being like trying to be perfect and trying to make it all look right.
Mm-hmm. I think it was that, and then at that time too, I was taking, I was like trying to do projects for other people, or like trying to take a commission, because I was like, oh, to be a successful artist, I need to sell pieces or make money from it, which I don't think that would, yes, technically that makes you successful in terms of like, oh, you're getting maybe some notoriety or you're getting income or something from that. But I think being a successful artist is like, you're growing creatively, you're pushing your own boundaries. So I think what I was comfortable with before was like, okay, here's this pose, and then here's a background, and then that's it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I was trying to make it too perfect instead of leaning into like, some of my stuff looks kind of creepy sometimes. So I'm like, I wasn't leaning into that, where that's stuff that I think is cool, or like doing more, what would you call it? Almost like comic book style blended with like abstract art.
Okay.
And I wasn't leaning into it because I wasn't like, I guess, confident. And I can see that when I look at my older pieces versus like current ones, where I'm like, oh, that part's weird, but I like it.
Uh-huh.
Or that makes me uncomfortable to look at, but I like it.
So you said like this is 2020, and it mm-hmm. and it really, the timeline hits with something I want to talk about. Like, how bad did the pandemic and the isolation and the shutdown fuck with you? Like, did it mm-hmm. did it force you to make decisions like artistically, and did you find a new space? Like, do you think that helped you find that mm-hmm. door out of the perfection and into the crazy?
I think a little bit. I think more good for like more good things happened to me out of the pandemic than not.
So you dug the isolation.
Yeah. Well, so I had a business with some friends, and then that didn't survive COVID, which is totally fine. And I was living with a boyfriend at the time, and so we were both not working, and I had you know, I was just bored, and he was like pressuring to me to do painting and like make money from painting or something. So I was like, okay, well, let me give this a shot. And I did, I think I did a show right before lockdown. Mm-hmm. And then after lockdown happened, I was like riding that high of doing like one of my first shows.
Hell yeah. Where'd you do a show at?
At the Washington Neighborhood Center. They did a like a group show. I think it was All for Women.
Okay.
Which was pretty awesome. I think that was like early February,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. That's yeah. right before this. The,
yeah.
Oh, man. So you were still riding that high?
Yeah. I was still riding that high. And I, and then I think I, that's when I also got onto TikTok because I was like, so I was just like, I was a sponge. I was absorbing everything. And I was like, oh my God, I have to do all this art. It's so awesome.
How nerve wracking was it to like, cause you're setting up the area for your show. Mm-hmm. How many pieces did you have?
I had a few. Oh my gosh. I think I had maybe four.
Okay.
All right. Four or five.
And were you like, okay. So like me, I'm like, nobody's going to think I'm funny. Everyone's going to hate this, blah, blah, blah. What do you, what goes through your, are you like, I don't like these paintings. I love these paintings. What's your mindset? Are you positive? Are you negative? Are you worried?
I'm pretty positive. I'm generally pretty cocky with how I feel about my art.
Nice.
I think all of those pieces someone ended up buying later in the year, mm-hmm. which was kind of awesome. But yeah, no, I felt pretty confident. I remember I was, there was two pieces that I finished like the week before, and wow. I was like, I need to finish this. So uh-huh. that was like, I think that was a first big push for me. Cause I have, sometimes I'm like, I'll start a piece and I'll like never finish it. Cause I'm like, oh, I don't know. There's no reason to.
So, do you go back to them?
Some of them I have. Some yeah. of them I'm like, I'm not ready to yet.
How hard is it to just lift up from the painting and say, it's done. Mm. I'm finished.
I wouldn't say that, that it's necessarily like difficult. I think there's somewhere I'll knock out really fast. And then sometimes I'll be like, I'm not sure what to do. Maybe this painting sucks, but I've gotten good at like stepping back and like giving it a day or two. And then I'll look at it again. And I'm like, oh, actually that's probably one of my new favorites.
Okay.
So it just depends on what it is, I guess.
So does that make it hard to take commissions? Because with the commission, I imagine that, do you, are you given a hard deadline, and is it hard to like just know that this has to be done by a certain day versus it's done when I say it's done, or it's the color I want it to be, or like what's there, there's got to be like yeah. like a push and a pull to doing commissions, or like a good and a bad.
Yeah, nowadays I don't do commissions as much because I thankfully have like, I'm not relying on that money, so it's not as
right.
like a bigger pressure. But I think back in the day, like there's more of a like a little bit of a deadline, so there's more of a push.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now, I don't know, I'm choosy if I do commissions, because I'm like, I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you find yourself having to turn down commissions often, or just it happens every once in a while?
It has, or sometimes I'll get like a bunch of people at once asking for something, and then sometimes like nothing at all. Mm-hmm. But what's kind of neat is that more people are interested in like my charcoal things, which is not, that's new for me. Most people have not been super intrigued by them.
Really?
Uh-huh. And then I also have a notebook that I carry with me almost every day, and I'll just do like little pen drawings. And people, it's so funny, people have been asking for those, and I'm like, I don't know how, because like for me those are just doodles, so I'm like, okay, cool. And then there's people asking, they're like, I want that.
And what are you doing? Are you saying no politely, or are you ahead and just, all right, let me rip this out and send it to you?
I'm trying to decide if I want to like take a picture of it, like make sure it like enhance is like a clean image, and then I can make prints of it. That's kind of the direction I want to go, because the actual like drawings themselves are like, I'm trying to think inch wise, it's like a couple inches.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm not really sure how I would successfully do that in a way that like it would have to be framed or something.
Do
like
you
that.
Think when people see these drawings, they don't realize that it's just a little doodle like on
yeah.
a, they're like, oh, it's only like, you know, like a 3x3 square.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I think it would look really nice if I could take a picture of it and then kind of like make sure like the lighting is good on it, or do like some level of editing, and then I can make prints of it of whatever size someone asks.
Okay.
So that's right. That's next for me.
Do you have a time of day that you prefer to paint, or do you, does it just when like, because you say you kind of doodle all day, but like when you're getting down, mm-hmm. do you want it to be in the morning, at night, what?
I think it lately it's been later afternoon or the evening.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I've gotten pretty good at like, I'll put like a timer for myself, because sometimes, you know, at the end of the work day you don't want to paint, but like, or you physically are tired and you're like, I don't want to paint, but you do want to paint. So I'll put like timers for myself. I'm like, okay, well, I want to be creative, but I'm tired, but I'm going to give myself like 30 minutes to an hour, and then I can't step away from the canvas for that amount of time. And then that kind of like pushes me to like be creative. I'm like, okay, cool. My phone's on silent. Nothing. I'm not doing anything except for painting right now. And I don't know. I love it.
Do you have a soundtrack while you're painting? Do you put music on, or what?
Yeah.
You lit up. What?
Yeah.
Tell me.
It's so random every time. Like I have a couple playlists that I'm like, okay, cool. Or like, I'll do, I do Apple Music, so I'll pick a song, and then I'll do, you can create a state, create a station off of a song.
Okay.
And I'll just play with that. Other times, I always have like my iPad in my hand, and then the other hand is paintbrushes or a paintbrush, and then I'm like changing each song after.
Really?
Yeah, which sounds like, I'm sure my roommates get annoyed by it, because like sometimes I'll only want to listen to like the first part of a song, and then I'll change it in the middle while I'm painting. So I don't know. It's kind of all over the place.
I'm going to be real truthful. I would be annoyed as fuck.
I'm sure. I mean, I listen, which that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have my headphones in sometimes.
Okay.
But yeah.
Who are some of your favorite artists, musically?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Like you do Apple Music. What was your number one artist? Or do you remember? Ooh, like top song? What was your top song or top artist? Do you remember?
I remember who was on it. I don't remember who the top was.
Right. Tell me who was on it.
So it was Ari Lennox was on there.
Uh-huh.
Megan Thee Stallion was too. Lady Gaga. And I don't remember the other two.
Is Lady Gaga, what is your Instagram handle?
Urba Gaga.
Does it have to do with Lady Gaga? Tell me, because I freaking love Lady Gaga.
I
did you see her when she came to town?
No, I didn't, but I've been to one of her concerts.
The Vegas one?
No, I went to the Art Pop one in San Jose. That was my first concert ever, too.
Wow.
That one, oh my gosh. So I had a girlfriend at the time, so it was like right when we graduated, and so we both go down there, and we showed up super early, and we didn't know where to go, and we went to this one area, and like hella people were dressed up like in all kinds of crazy costumes, but that was for like the pit seats, which we didn't have, so we like hung out there just looking at costumes, and then we went back onto the street level where we were supposed to wait in line, and there was a huge anti-gay protest like right before the concert. Like I have a picture of it, I have to find it, but I just have a like, it's burned into my brain. Like he has a giant ass poster that says like God hates fags and everything like that, and he's like screaming in a megaphone, and like other people are screaming with him, and then this gay couple, these guys, they run out right in front of them, and they start making out, and then other people came out and started doing that. And I look at my girlfriend, I was like, dude, this is like, I think that was her first concert too, I can't remember.
Wow.
But I was like, this is fucking crazy. And this was 2014, so that was kind of before, you know, like a lot of people were, I don't know, I feel like nowadays it's more, I guess, safe to be out.
I think it is, yeah.
Versus then, it was still kind of like in a weird.
Well, I think like especially like Northern California, Sacramento, right? There's still parts of California even where it's like not. Like,
yeah.
I grew up in Bakersfield. Okay, like
yeah.
I can tell you some horror stories.
Yeah, and so I was like, that. This is all before the concert. I was like, oh my god, this is crazy.
Wow.
And then the concert was awesome. I think I forget who the opener was. It was like a K-pop.
I forgot who opened for her when I saw her like 4 years later, maybe 2018, here in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. So she was a little bit bigger than what venue was it in?
I don't remember the venue. I just remember San Jose. So whatever the big venue was at that time.
Right on, right on. Yeah. And were you Lady Gaga obsessed before the concert, or did that seal the deal for you?
I think that sealed the deal. Like, I liked her a lot, and I was really a huge fan of any of her, like, a cappella things, or, like, any, I guess, like, acoustic version of stuff, mm-hmm. where she was singing live, or, right. like, one of my favorites, she's singing Poker Face, and she looks like, I think she looks like she's dressed like a pirate, but she's, like, on a radio show,
uh-huh.
and she's playing the keyboard, and, like, whatever... however she's playing it and how she sings it is so like jazzy.
Yeah.
And for her at that time, that was before she was like really out about like, oh, I'm a jazz singer.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool. So I was a fan. And then the concert, I was like, okay.
Lady Gaga was a slow burn for me, because like when she first came out, I was like, this chick thinks she's Madonna. Like, I don't like her. And like, just like single after single after single. And it was that. So I don't know if that was her debut album, the one that had like Poker Face. And
I think it was.
Yeah. So like, I remember just like every song that I would hear from the album, I just was liking more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And then finally I was like, I got to listen to the whole album. And it was so good. And I've been hooked on her ever since then.
Oh yeah.
Anytime she puts something out new, like I don't necessarily love it, but I absolutely have to listen to it. And
oh yeah.
And like, I'll take something away from it. Did you enjoy her acting, like A Star Is Born? Did you watch that?
Oh yeah. I loved it. I loved, she was really good in House of Gucci also.
Oh yeah. She was great. Yeah.
I also saw the American Horror Story.
Yes.
I thought she was great in that too. I was like, oh, that role is specific.
It was perfect. Yeah. She was perfect for it. I love, I can watch the first 45 minutes of A Star Is Born. Like, mm-hmm. up until the point where, like, her dad's watching the YouTube video the morning after that she performs. Oh, yeah. Like, up until that point, I say that is, like, the feel-good movie of the year. Like,
yeah.
But then from that point on, it's kind of sad. It's a yeah. hard watch. Like, it's a long, beautiful, hard watch.
But yeah.
I think I've only done the whole movie one or two times. Well, in the theater, and then yeah. maybe once at home. But now, like, I own it, like, on Apple Music or whatever, mm-hmm. but I'll only watch that first part of the movie up until yeah. that. And then after that, I'm like, I can't. Because, like, it's heavy. Cry yeah. still. Like just even when she's, like, when she goes out and sings for the first time with Bradley Cooper, when she's just, like, on the side of the stage, and you see that moment that she makes a decision, like, I'm going to fucking do it. And she goes yes. out there, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, I still huge. Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so good.
Amazing. Yeah, I think I've only seen that movie all the way through once or twice also.
Yeah, it's a hard watch.
Yeah.
All right, we got sidetracked by we so got sidetracked by Lady Gaga. Where were I'm kind of lost. Where are we? Did you grow up in Sacramento?
I did, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so how much do you love the city, and how much has this city supported your art and just helped mold into who you are becoming today?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. I love this city. I think it's been so cool to see, like, it's obvious, it's changed so much since when I was a kid. But I think one of my favorite things is the emphasis on the art culture out here, because it's, especially in the last, literally since COVID, there's been so many artists that are like, hey, I do art too. And it's like some of the coolest art you've ever seen, or like, I feel like it's very diverse. Like, you have people like Ashley Deering or Depressed Happily. Like,
I love Ashley.
She's great. Like, her stuff is so different. I have another art friend. Her name is also Ashley. She goes by Lady Junkrat. She's pretty great. Mm-hmm. Her stuff is so interesting and different. And, like, I don't know. I feel like the culture, especially the art culture, everyone's so nice and welcoming and, like, has a very strong sense of community and wants to welcome everybody. They're like, oh, you do art, cool, or you do art also, like, cool, come join us or come to this thing. And like, everybody is super welcoming.
Yeah. And yeah. then I love how, like, you can't drive around the city and not see something. Like, you're like, I drive down the street every day and I've never noticed that. And yeah. it's just everywhere. Even like like the utility boxes in Midtown, like just mm-hmm. everything, that there's art everywhere. This neighborhood, there's art everywhere.
Yeah.
Speaking of this neighborhood, you shared an Instagram story of the gallery. Or is it the gallery or the gallery? It's the gallery.
Yeah.
It's the gallery. How'd you hear about them?
Oh my gosh. I did a show with the We Are Sacramento group.
Yeah.
When they were on R Street, and it's like a three-tier building or three-floor building, but it's made out of like shipping containers or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They did like a huge show. I want to say it was in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
They invited me, and it was like a really interesting concept. It was like a collaborative show, so there were, I think there were five or six artists, and we had to like one of us would start on a canvas or whatever we were working on, and then we'd pass it to a different artist.
Oh my god, how fucking hard was that?
It was so much fun. Oh my gosh, like
did anybody struggle with that? That would seem so hard.
I think some of us did. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I think it, because it's so different, and they picked all of us had like super different styles. So like one person was super big on graffiti, another person really big and just like straight abstract, and then you have my style, which is like I guess more traditional, and then figures, and then there's like all kinds of artists. So it was like really interesting to see the blend of everybody, but so cool because everyone's so nice. I think I had this old piece I did in high school of, I don't remember her name, but the band The Kills.
Okay.
The singer. I painted this picture, and it's like she's standing with her head back, and she's wearing like a lime green leopard print jacket. So I painted that in the middle of the canvas, and I passed it to my friend Oscar, who he does graffiti and like skateboard art.
Fucking love graffiti art.
His I think his handle's like Detail 3. He's super cool. But he did like a whole like cityscape in the background, and it just added so much life to the person I painted. It was cool. And then my friend Ashley and I, we did, for one piece there was four different canvases.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did like the color, and I did like an abstract painting of this like a woman sitting with like a big hat on or something, and I picked the colors. I made a huge mess, and then she does like really cool patterns and stuff in the background, but it's like a very like warm summery color scheme. But it was cool because we hung it was like offset different canvases, but it still, you could see the image. It was super awesome.
What did they do with all that stuff? Did they have a show with it, or
mm-hmm. They had a show with it, and then some, like if someone bought it, they got to keep it. But I think I have a couple of them still just like at my house hanging out. And I think they have, like everyone got to take everything home, which was pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How have you, I guess that's one way, but how have you started to use art to give back to your community? Like, how are you, because like I really live by the motto of like, find your tribe and it takes mm-hmm. a village. Like, have you found a way to like start mentoring or start developing younger mm-hmm. artists, or to like start like planting these little seedlings that are gonna eventually be the next you, the next Ashley, the next Maddie, all these what's going on? How are you, have you found that spot yet, or are you still looking for that?
Not quite yet, but I'm always open to working with people, and I think that is something that's really important. And like I do my best to, I'm not super great at responding to my Instagram DMs, but like any chance I can get to like talk to anybody who is starting to be creative or painting or something, I don't know, I'm always on the lookout for shows or something that I can like refer people to, or so I'm still kind of finding the best way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you comfortable with like assuming a role as a mentor? Do you think you're there yet, or do you think you have and you didn't even realize you were doing it?
I think I maybe have at certain points, and I'd say that I'm comfortable, but it's not like something I am actively looking to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if it happens, I'm super down and ready.
Yeah. Did you have anyone mentor you at all? Just maybe a teacher here and there, but everything else kind of just been self, like, mistake and all this looks good.
Yeah. A lot of it self-taught. I think around the same time in 2020, I started doing more like I'll just go on Google. Has this feature where like you can kind of, it's in the like top right hand corner, I don't know what it's called, but you can click on arts and culture, and every day it'll just have something random, like a new thing. So it'll have like paintings or sculptures, whatever, from different countries or different museums, and like you can go down a rabbit hole on whatever you want.
Oh my gosh.
And I love doing that. So you can even go down, I think if you go all the way down the page, there's like a bunch of different colors. So like you can click on red and it'll just bring up a huge amount of paintings that are like mainly red.
Is red your favorite color?
Yeah.
I see it a lot.
I love red.
Yeah. I see it a lot in your stuff.
Yeah. Red, and then this, what's it called? Thalo blue. That's my other favorite.
How many different variations of red are there though? Like, do you have a particular red that you really love? Is it because it's blood? Is that why do you love red?
I don't know. I think it used to be. A lot of my older paintings are mainly in blue, and then something happened in like maybe 2 years ago. It just shifted. I don't really know what the shift was, but it was like, everything was kind of blue, and then I did red and blue, and now I'm like, okay, red and pink is like always gonna, it's always there when I paint things. Mm-hmm. But as far as like a shade, I like either really dark red or how would you explain this, almost like a rose colored red, where it's not like super bright, but it's like
the black's kind of seeping in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How fun is it to make your own colors?
Oh my god, it's so fun. I have this book. I think they have different volumes, but the one I have it's like a Japanese design book, but it's all based on like color combinations.
Uh-huh.
And so they'll have, and how they work with like textiles and everything. So I'll like, if I am struggling to find an idea for colors, because I have way too much paint. I have too much paint that I don't know what to do with. So I'll like look on there and I'm like, okay, so this red and this color like go together or whatever, and then I'll look at that, and then I'll just like go into my giant containers of paint, and then I'll pick something close to it, and then I'll pick a bunch of other things that are like similar but different, and then I just kind of like throw them on, or I finger paint with them and like try to experiment. And like I have some colors that I love that I'm like, I know that they'll work together, they'll blend together perfect, and like, yeah, it's fun.
Do you love when you're done painting and you're just like sitting there and you're exhausted and your hands are just full of gunk, and do you love that moment? Because like that, and the only thing that I can come close to comparing it to, like when I was younger, like when I was a teenager, like I still played sports, and I remember like at the end of a baseball game, like coming home and like the uniform is dirty, mm-hmm. like you got like a new cut, and like you're sweaty and you stink, but like you're just so fucking happy with like what led to this. What's that like for you?
It's the best feeling. I always like, I've gotten better at not ruining my non-painting clothes, so I'll wear my painting clothes. Like I have a jumpsuit and a couple pairs of pants that like are just covered in different paint. But I think whether I finish a painting or I reach a point in the painting session where I'm like, okay, this is a good stop point today, like I'll usually just sit back and stare at it for like 30 minutes and take pictures and just kind of look at it, and just kind of like sometimes I'll record a time lapse, so I'll watch that a couple times.
I've watched a couple of your time lapses.
Yeah, thanks.
They're fucking dope. Yeah, they're
awesome. Yeah. Thank you. But like I'll just rewatch it, or I'll stare at it, and just kind of like sometimes you reach a point in a piece where you're like, I'm not really sure what to do next, but I know if I keep going right now I might mess it up. So it's like, it's fun to look at it and kind of study, be like, okay, I see where maybe I messed up in this one spot and how I can fix that. Or like, oh, it'd be cool if we added, I don't know, gold foil here or something like that.
Yeah. When did you start like layering stuff on paintings? Cause like When you experimented with that recently and you did, mm-hmm. you weren't happy with it. When did that start?
Oh my gosh. So I love adding gold foil. I think the first time I used that was for that show in February in 2020, because I did this painting of an it was like a angel statue,
mm-hmm.
But I wanted to have, it was an all black background, and then the angel itself was like a blue color, and I was like, oh, it'd be so sick if I added like a gold halo. So that's the first time I added it. Gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous. It was a great idea.
Perfect. Ever since I like try to incorporate in things when I can, but the thing is, gold foil is like, even though it's very like delicate, it is I guess a little heavier. If that, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's not gonna rip right away if mm-hmm. you're being gentle. So the thing that you're talking about that I was experimenting with recently, I saw this thing where they have red foil.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, cool. Like, let me play around with that. And like, so the image is, you know, it's like a girl and I think I painted her in blue, so, and the background's all red. So in my head, I was like, okay, it's like gold foil. I know I've done this before. This should be easy. I'm just laying it all flat. But the thing is, whatever that material is made out of is like a lot thinner. So I'm taking the sheets out of the package, but the warmth of my hand is like heating up the foil, so it's like started curling, and I'm like trying to do it quickly, because to put gold foil on, it's usually a better idea to put like a Mod Podge, kind of like a glue, and I was like, the glue isn't drying and like this foil is like rolling up, it's sticking to my hands, it's sticking to everything, and I was like, oh my god, this was a mistake.
You know, the dilemma that you're describing right now really reminds me of, like, isn't that like a lot of times, like when you're cooking and you're like, oh shit, the stove is too hot, or this wasn't ready yet, or like I overcooked it. It's like, it sounds like, right? Very yep. similar.
Yeah, very similar. Especially because I was recording a time lapse too, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. I still ended up posting it because I thought it's interesting to watch. But yeah, no, it's definitely like cooking. Like, same, I guess you could say the same with painting too, because I work in mainly acrylic, so there is a dry time that's fairly quick sometimes, especially if the paint is older or not as higher quality. Like, that's drying quickly, and if you're trying to like blend something or kind of make something work, like, that's drying, and then temperature matters too, and like mm-hmm. yeah, they're pretty, yeah, that's how we can tie together cooking and painting.
That's awesome. I love this tattoo you have right here. Is this a paintbrush?
Yes.
What, who did that? Where'd you get that? How long ago?
Maddie from Les Tattoos.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just walked in, I was like, hey, I want this, and she was like, okay.
Has Maddie done any of your tattoos yet?
Not yet. Yeah.
I'm going this afternoon.
Oh my god.
I'm so fucking hooked. Like,
what are you getting?
I'm getting, do you listen to any podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to My Favorite Murder?
No, but I have heard of it.
I'm getting an SSDGM tattoo. Stay sexy, nice. Don't get murdered.
Sweet.
I'm fanboying the fuck out today. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But also just like the whole, I was telling Maddie recently, the whole process of like an idea, and then the DM to Maddie, and then Maddie getting excited about the idea, and then like talking a little bit more about the idea, mm-hmm. and then seeing it, and then sitting in the chair, and then like the pain, and then the color, and then the walking out, like, is so freaking therapeutic to me.
Yeah,
you know. And
yeah,
and it's like Maddie's like my tattoo therapist, like, you know, they reassure me that it was a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, they take my money for the session, you know.
Of course.
And,
yeah.
and I walk out of there like just like so happy and just like so like thrilled with the process, and then just watching it heal and just sharing it with everybody. Like, it's one of the things that just like really brings me so much joy.
Mm-hmm. I love that too. Yeah. I have both my rib cages done. I have my shoulders and my back, mm-hmm. and my thigh done too. Every single time I'm like, oh, I could take a nap. This is so relaxing.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're turning the corner. We're gonna bring the podcast home, and okay. I like to do this segment called Five Easy Questions. I used to send them to you guys beforehand, but now I don't.
Okay.
But they're just really simple. Well, maybe not. But here's question number one: who or what inspires you?
I would say nature. Like, flowers are a big inspiration. The colors, how they look. How they're just, they seem so delicate but strong at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I almost brought the flowers from the living room into the office this morning, but I was like, where am I going to put them?
Yeah.
But I really did think about bringing the flowers. Okay, so where's one of your favorite spots to look at flowers? Do you have a favorite spot to look at flowers here in the city or?
I don't think I have like one specific like favorite. I think just anytime I see them.
There's like that rose garden in McKinley Park that's
there
dope.
There is, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. I'm the weirdo that will stop and like look and take a picture of the flowers when I see them.
Yeah, so. That's dope. That's dope. All right. what are you currently, and I know when we use this term, we think of TV shows, but I'm talking about like podcasts, book series, albums. What are you currently binging? Like, what is just like, I cannot get enough of this right now?
Ooh. Right now, I would say... Let's see. I'm really listening to one of Anthony Bourdain's books.
Oh, which one? There's Kitchen Confidential and Hell's Kitchen. Is Hell's Kitchen his? No. That's the name of a show.
I think.
There's Kitchen Confidential. I can't remember the other one.
It's the other one. It's not.
Yeah. There's Nasty Bits. That's another one. I have it here.
I can't
remember.
Is that
the first Anthony Bourdain book you've gotten into?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've always been a fan, but I don't know. I work in a print shop, so I like a lot of the time I'm like doing something with my hands, so I don't have time to like physically read a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I always download stuff, and I was like, well, I haven't thought about him for a while, so I just got the book. I love it. It's narrated by him. I think it's one that he did. Between 2016 2018.
Right towards the end almost.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's sad.
Yeah.
Do you watch his shows? Like, no,
I used to. Yeah.
Gosh, I
loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. In fact, I've been wanting to bring it up and watch some with the roomie. My favorite episode was all, like, that was a Nashville episode, and one in the desert where he hung out with Josh Homme. Oh, was Josh Homme Queens of the Stone Age? Anyway, Anthony Bourdain was huge influence on my life, and I'm still to this day, like, just like, it's okay to be a renegade, it's okay to be it's okay to be a little reckless, you just gotta be in control of it. It's a little bit scary.
I love that. And I'm at a part where he's talking about he's talking about going to like cooking school and like people's expectations and like stuff if you want to become a chef and you go through the schooling process and like things that were a dumb decision on his move. He's like, I suck at cooking, and also I put like Denny's and all these other like restaurants on my resume, and that killed my opportunity to go to like a nicer place. So I don't. And then another thing that he said that I thought was so funny was he was saying, before anyone considers taking someone home, like even like a hookup or something, he's like, you should know how to make an omelet. But he like says it multiple times in the book, and I was like, I love this. This is so great.
There's so many things that like Anthony Bourdain and like a lot, so many of these cooking shows, and I know Bourdain, well, you just mentioned it, that Bourdain touched on it, but the whole cooking for someone the morning after is the fucking
huge,
is like one of the right.
Yeah,
it's almost as fun as the before. Like, it's right? Just
it's something so nice that you can do for somebody else.
Like, I have straight up been like, all right, this person's cool, but I don't want to make them breakfast.
And that's very real
sometimes. Yeah, and you're like, I can't. Let me just give you a ride home. Let me get you a lift. Oh man. The next question, a little bit serious. What are you afraid of?
Ooh, I'm afraid of not doing something. So like, if I'm like, oh, I won't do this because I'm tired, or I won't do this because whatever, and then missing out on a cool story that I can tell like later in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Yeah. Or like, have you ever done the whole, like, a group of friends wanted to do something, you're like, nah, I'm gonna pass, and then like the next day they're like, oh my god.
Yes. Yeah. Fuck. So yeah. I don't know. I'm like,
you're like, we're so and so. They got arrested.
You're like, fuck. Yeah, I'd say I'm afraid of not doing something or like missing out on something.
Okay. All right. This one, this next one's fun. You're on death row. Well, that part's not fun, but you're on death row. What's your last meal request?
Okay.
You want to know what Maddie said?
Huh?
Jimbo's tacos.
Oh my gosh. Mine would be this. I think they're called cold rolls or angel rolls, but from Pho Saigon, and it's ones that you have to make yourself. That would be my last one.
All right. Okay. And, finally, what's next? What's the next big adventure? What's the next big painting? What's the next big, what's next?
Next big adventure. My birthday's coming up. Some might go to San Diego. I like doing solo trips.
I love San Diego.
Fun. Next painting, I'm going to be recreating. I hopefully have time to start it today. This sketch that I did in charcoal of like, it's like of a lady and she's smoking, but it's like a cool angle of her face. So I'm going to do that on this cool canvas I found with a gold frame. It's going to be awesome. And then I am going to be starting to write music. So it's pretty fun.
Are you going to do, so is music like a solo project, or do you got a couple of friends that you're going to be bouncing around some ideas and maybe?
It's like a combination.
Okay.
Like I have a lot of friends that do music, so I'm like, hey,
all right.
I need help.
Okay, I get it.
But that's my non-art related thing, but a fun
all right.
thing for me.
Two things. Can you shout out some of your favorite spots to buy art supplies? Like, are they here local or do you order them online? What do you like when you got $100 and you're just gonna you got all happy, you're just gonna go to town, what are you gonna do? Is this a particular store?
I love University Art
on, I think, J.
Yep, that's a good one. Any Michaels, and then occasionally Hobby Lobby when they do big sales on canvases.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
And the second question, well, I don't think it's a question, it's a request. You took a tour of the house.
Yeah.
Don't you think one of your charcoals would look good somewhere?
Oh my gosh, I was trying to think of one that I could gift you, and I was like, I'm not sure. I have to go through my things.
I want
something.
I think I want it right there.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to throw you in a closet, but I think I want it right there or in the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll look through my collection. I'll see a cool one.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll even throw some money your way. I don't care.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'll look for a good one. Or I'll show you some cool ones.
All right.
You can pick.
Dope. Did we talk about everything you wanted to talk about?
I think so.
Are we leaving anything on the table?
No, I think we got it.
All right. You want to turn the microphones off and smoke one of those joints?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Thank you so much.
Thank
I had
you
so
for
much
having
fun.
Me.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye.
Bye.